Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now on Masachin Bava Batra, Daf Zayin Amud Bet, looking at Mishnah Hey of the first parak, continuing with the mutual obligations of members of a common chatzer or mavui or city. Kovina oto, this is now what the members of the chatzer can force each other to do. They've not beit shar v'delat l'chatzer, to build a guardhouse and a door leading into the chatzer. We'll see in the Gemara what this means. Shmuel says not all courtyards are fit for a Beit Shar. Now we talk about civic responsibilities. As a member of the city, you have to participate in building a wall and the gate doors and the bolt, the briach, that locks them at night. And he has the same approach, which is to say not all cities need or deserve a wall. So now, how long are you a resident in the city before you become a member of the city and have to pay these things? Yud bet chodesh. We'll see some discussion about that, whether it's 12 months for everything. But if you buy a house, you are a member of the city immediately and not 12 months later. Okay. First question is, Lemeru devet shar mal yutehi, is a gatehouse a good thing? There was a righteous man who used to have Eliyahu come and visit him. A miraculous thing, and he was obviously a good man. Avad Beit Shar, he participated in or made a gate, which would therefore keep the poor, give them poorer access, sorry for the pun, to him. Vetulo Mishtai Bade, Eliyahu stopped coming to him. So Lokasha, so that it's a bad thing. Lokasha Hamigvai Hamibrai. It depends if the gatehouse is on the inside or on the outside. If it's on the outside of the chatzer, then he can open it up, go on in, and still have access to call out for help or staka. If it's on the inside, however, then he can't get past it, and that's a bad thing. Vibaitem Amvahabim Hamibrai. They might both be on the outside. Vilokasha Hadi Le Delet, Hadalit Le Delet. If there's a door or not. Right, so if there's a door, you can't open it, but if it's open, then you just walk through the gate. Maybe they both have a door. If there's a key in there that allows you to open it, again, if there, he has access, it's all about the same thing, which is about not putting a block in front of anim who want to come and ask for tzedakah. Could be both cases. There's a delet, there's a key in the door. It depends if the key is on the inside or on the outside. If it's on the outside, the yoni can open it up, come on in, and ask for help. If it's on the inside, then it's essentially locked to everybody on the outside, and that's not good. And that's an Eliyahu stopped coming to speak to this fellow. Okay, continuing on. Kofino told the Vel Pet Shar Vedel Chatzer Tan Mishum Gamli Elomer. In the Mishnah, he said, Lo Kol Chatzer Yot Levet Shar. And I mentioned the Gemara will explain what he means. Here's the Brayta to expand. El Chatzer Smuchal Rishut Arbim Yal Levet Shar. If the courtyard is right next to Rishut Arbim, then it needs a gate to keep the people out. Who are just walking in Rishut Arabim. Shenus Mokal Rishut Arabim, if it's not next to it, any real Beit Shar, you don't need it. But remember, Rabbanan in our Mishnah said every Chatzer needs a Beit Shar, so why is that? So one possibility is that they think there's a different reason for the Beit Shar, but that's not the case. Zinin Dedachi, Bnei Rishut Arabim, Vaili Avatu. Sometimes Bnei Rishut Arabim will go out of their way and come into the Chatzer, even though it's right not right next to it. Therefore, every Chatzer needs it, and it's coming from the same concern as from Gamliel. The question is, how concerned do you have to be? Okay, Kofino to the note layer. Now, Shem Gamliel Omer, lo kol arot riyot l'choma. So in our Mishnah, we said you have to already participate in building a wall, and Shem Gamliel says not every city needs a wall. So just like with the Chatzer, he said if the Chatzer is right next to a Shut Arbim, you need. Same way, Aleir Smuchal Isfar, if you have a city that's right on the border, riyot l'choma, Shenu Smuchal Isfar, if not, then every l'choma. Rabbanan, what do they say? Zimnu demakru v'ati gaisa. Sometimes an army or a militia band will come even out of over the border and not right next to the border and will come through and will bivouac in the town or something, and if they see a wall they'll go somewhere else. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar, here we are in Tveria. Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Ksheheim govin, when we collect the money for the city, lefidim fashot govin, the city collecting for the wall, do they do it based on amount of people, meaning you have 5 people in your house, then you give that percent, and the other has 10 people in his house, he gives twice as much? Or do they do it based on what you have to lose? Meaning, you have a nice house, he doesn't have as nice of a house, so essentially a graduated tax. Amar lefim amon govin. So in this version, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's based on your financial loss, not amount of people. In other words, you're building a wall to protect against financial loss because of the marauding armies. So the more you have to lose, the more you have to pay. Ve'elazar b'ni kva ba'masmirot. And he said, my son Elazar, not really his son, but that's what he called him as a Talmid Chaver. He said, establish it firmly, literally put nails into it. Ika da'amri, the other version is, ba'amin erab elazar b'yochan m'kshin govin. He had a different question. Fi kiruv batim en govin, ve'lefi mamon govin. Do they do it based on that? How close your house is to the wall, which means you're more vulnerable, or based on just how much money is in your house and the value of your household goods. Amar le lefi kiruv batim en govin. In this version, he said it's really based on proximity. V'elazar b'nei kva b'masperot. And according to this version also, he said, whatever that ruling was, that Rabbi Elazar should establish it as a firm rule. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, remember, was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. At the same time as Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, and he's the patriarch in Tveria, Rama Deshura Ad Rabbanan. He put the tax of building the city on the students of the city also, the students of the Beit Midrash. Amar Reish Lakish, Rishlaki said to him, and important to note that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, even though he was the head of the Beit HaNasiy and the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasiy, nonetheless understood that he was not a peer of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they would issue the rulings and he would follow them. Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbanan lo tzrichin etiruta. The students don't need protection. And since we already ruled that the tax for the wall is based on how much you need the wall and how much you stand to lose, therefore the students don't have to pay for it. Dichtiv esperei michol yirbun. And we have this pasuk in Tehillim. I count them, and they are greater than the sand by the sea. So that's bringing them on. Who is God counting in this description? Elam the tzaddikim. You say tzaddikim and fishim michala. There's more tzaddikim than sand by the sea. Hashtakul Yisrael k'tibu kachol ha'shos fatayam. Several places, both in Bereshit and in Hosea, God says the Bnei Yisrael will be as numerous as the sand by the sea, not more, but as numerous. Tzadikim atzmam michol yibun. How could the tzadikim among Am Yisrael be more than the sand? So it can't be them. Alahachikam ha'asperim l'ma'asehem shel tzadikim. I'm not counting the tzadikim, but rather their deeds, which are michol yibun. They're more than the sand by the sea. And now, kal v'chomer, ma'achol shemu'ad, there's sand which is less than their deeds. Megin alayam still stops the sea from encroaching on the earth. The sand is the barrier. Masem shal tzadikim shem rubim, but the tzadikim do more great deeds than there are sand, granules of sand. Lokosh kench meginim alayam certainly protect, but the problem here is protect whom? Based on that, they should protect everybody. Alright, the sand doesn't keep the water from attacking the sand, but rather the rest of the land. But that's the way that this parallel goes. And so the tzadikim themselves, which is not necessarily the same as Rabbanan, are protected and therefore don't need the protection of the wall. All right, ki ata the kamei Rabbi Yochanan. So then, when he came to Rabbi Yochanan, amar le ma'itama l'tayim le meha. Rabbi Yochanan essentially agreed to with Reish Lakish, saying that you were right to tell the Beit HaNasiy. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasiya, that he should not have levied that tax on them. But you had a better pasuk. Ani chomam shodai kamigdalot, the pasuk at the end of Shir HaShirim. I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. What's that mean? So the drasha, ani, lots of drashot on that. Look in Shir HaShirim Rabbah at the end. Ani chomam zu Torah. That's reference to Torah. Shodai kamigdalot. What's that? Elu tamidei chachamim. So tamidei chachamim are like turrets. So they certainly don't need protection. Reish Lakish saw like a darsh rav. Reish Lakish had a good reason, because he held that that pasuk should be interpreted differently, homiletically. Ani choma zu knesset Yisrael. It's not talking about people, but rather about the essential institutions of the city. Batei knesset batei midrash. Okay, Rav Nachman Bar Avchista, Rama Charga Rabbanan. So Rav Nachman Bar Avchista, now we switch to Bavel, had the discretion of assessing the Jewish community of assessing the head tax, the karga, and he put it on the students along with everybody else. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Avart ad oraita ad vadanvi ad v'adichtuvi. He said you have violated principles that are explicated in all three sections of Tanakh. Ad d'oraita, what does it say in the Torah? D'chtiv, af chovev amim, kol kadoshav b'yadecha. In the introduction to Moshe's farewell bracha, he says, God indeed loves the nations. What does that mean, the nations? All the nations, or it's all the nations of Am Yisrael? All his holy ones are in your hand. So, what's the interpretation here? Even when you love all the nations, all the holy ones should be in your hand. And the rest of the pasuk is, they're beaten down at your feet. These are talking chachamim who kind of cut their legs walking so far from city to city and from province to province to study Torah. Isami dabrotecha, the end of the pasuk, lisal d'item v'divotav shemakom, in order to study and to share and to discuss God's words. So these are the holy special ones, and therefore, you should not put the tax on them. They're specially beloved to God. Okay? And then, ad the Nevi, where in the Nevi'im is there a principle that you violated? Dichtiv, gam ki tanuva goyim, ata akabsem v'yachelu miat masa melech v'sarim. So even when the, nations, this is in Hosea, when the Jews are put among the nations, I will gather them, and they will be relieved from the burden of the kings. Amar Ula, what's that? Pasuk Zub Lashon Aramit Nemar. We should read the Pasuk as if it were in Aramaic. Yitnu, which means to give in Hebrew, means to teach. Tanya, right? In Aramaic. We'll see a couple others. So, Itanu Kulu, if they've all taught, then Atakabsem, then I'll gather them together. So, Itanu Atakabsem. V'ima'at mehem, so, V'chelu mi'at, if only some of them have taught, Yachel Masa Melech V'sarim. Okay, I won't gather them yet, but they, those who taught, will be relieved from the taxes. So you see that based on that drasha, that the scholars should not have these taxes at all. This is not the tax for the wall, this is the head tax. V'adachtuvi, where do you have something in the Ktuvim Dichtiv? This is in Sefer Ezra, in the letter that goes to the community. Minda Belova Haloch Lo Shali Demir Malehem. This is what Dayavish says in his letter, that these three taxes, Minda Belova Haloch, should not be placed on them. And the them, we understand, is the religious leadership. V'yamar V'yuda Minda Zuman HaTamelech, that's a special tax for the king. Blo Zukesef Gugolta, that's a head tax. V'haloch Zu Arnona, that's a property tax. So they should be relieved of all that. So we see that these are different reasons why we should not have placed that tax on the Tanei Chachamim. Our Papa Ramacharya Chadeta Ayatme. So our Papa placed the responsibility, the tax, for digging a new channel, even on Yatomim, on everybody in the city, even heirs, meaning they are orphans and they are minors. He said everybody has to pay. For digging this new water trench. What happens if you dig it? And you don't find any water. And by the way, everybody else can say we're mochel it, and we keep it for having paid the workers for digging. But you told me it can't be mochel. So it looks like it's gzeila. Amralei mishkal shakel minayu. We'll take the money from them now. Midvil. If we dig water, find water, that's fine. V'ilo mahadar nala niyalu. If not, then we'll return it to them. Amravuda kola egle gapa. Everybody has to pay for bringing the river in. Afilu miyatme. Avaravara notzrichen itiruta. Sorry, everyone has to participate in building the gates of the city, Egle Gapa. Even the Yatomim, again, the students don't need protection, and therefore they don't have to participate in that because they don't gain from it. Hakol Lacharya Patya, to digging out the trench, everybody has to pay. Afilim Rabbanan, because they need water. That's only if we're talking about them not going, the people not going out, meaning that it's a money tax, and we hire workers, as opposed to them going out in a group to dig. To go out as a group and dig, we're not going to ask the students to do that, the Torah students to do that, because that's not appropriate for them. Rebbe, there's a story about Rebbe, Patach Otsor B'Shnei Batzoret. Rebbe had storehouses, runs of the Yosef story, and he opened them up during a famine year. Amar Yikansu Balei Mikra, so Tanakh students, Balei Mishnah, masters of Mishnah, Balei Gemara, people have the rabbinic traditions, Balei Halacha, those who know the Halachot, Balei Agada, those who have the Agadic traditions, Aval Amaretz Ali Kansu. He wasn't going to let the Amaretz, the people who were bereft of all of this, come in. What happened? Dachak Rabbi Yonatan ben Amram Nichnas, who we'll find out was a student of Rabbi, but he did not present himself that way. And evidently he wanted to make a point. Amarlo Rebbe Parnaseni, please give me food. Amarlo Bni Karita, my son, have you studied Tanakh? Amarlo Lav. Shanita, you know Mishnah? Amarlo Lav, no. How can I feed you? Amarlo Parnaseni, Kelvichore, feed me like dog. God feeds the dogs, he feeds the ravens. God feeds everybody, so have mercy on me and feed me. Parnasay, Rebbe had mercy and compassion, he fed him. Batur Nafak, after this Yonatan left, Yativ Rebbe becoming stire, Rebbe felt bad. V'amar, Oili Shanatati Piti Lamaretz, I feel bad that I actually gave bread to an Amaretz. You have to remember that the relationship, you look at Psachim Memtet for this, the relationship between the Tamen Chachamim and the Amaretz was very bitter, in both directions, during these times. And so Rebbe felt bad that he had actually given support to the Amaretz. So his son told him, Shema Yonatan ben Amram Talmid Chahu. You know what? Maybe that was Yonatan ben Amram, your student. She'enu rotzeh lehanot michvot Torah miyamav. He never wanted to get benefit from Torah. He didn't want to say, ooh yeah, I know mikra, so feed me. But rather, he wanted to get fed without using any of that. Badku v'yashkach. They checked and they found that to be the case. Amar Rebbe yikansu akol. Rebbe learned his lesson, evidently, and said everybody should come in and eat. Rebbe Litame, but why did Rebbe originally say not the Amei Haaretz? To Amar Rebbe, Ein Pranut Bal Neolam Elo Shvil Amei Haaretz. The only reason we have trouble is because of the Amei Haaretz. The reason punishment comes to the world, literally. But we'll hear a story here to support it. Ke'ahud Deme Kalila, there was a tax for the crown of the king, Deshadua Tveria, that the Romans put on Tveria, and put an amount they was acting. Atu the Kamei de Rabbi Amrulei, late for Rabbanan Bahadan, so the people of the town came and said, we want the students, your students, to also participate. Amrulei, hulo, they won't participate. Amrulei, arukinan. So then we should run. Amrulei, aruku, so you run away. Arku, algeon, half of them ran away. Tell you a palga. The king immediately alleviated half the tax and cut it in half. Atu anu palga, so the half that were left there, Kamei de Rabbi, came to Rabbi Amrulei, late for Rabbanan Bahadan, the student should participate with us. Amar lahu lo. Again, no. Arukinan. Aroku. So they ran away. Arukukulu. They all ran away. Pasha hu koves. One guy was left. Some laundry guy. Shadua koves. They put the whole tax on him. Arak koves. He ran away. Paka kalila. Literally, the crown broke apart, meaning the tax was totally canceled. Some Rebbe Ritim Shem Pronet Palala Melishvil Amearetz. So you see that the punishment came only because of the Amearetz. Okay. V'chamaye ba'ir v'hen kanshe ha'ir. So in the Mishnah, we mentioned that, if you are, the amount of time you have to be in town in order to become liable for the taxes of the town, we said it was 12 months. Or meaning, we have the following challenge. Hachameret v'hagamelet, a donkey train or a camel train, ha'overt makom makom, it goes from place to place. Velana betocha, and then settled and spent the night in it. What's it? It is a city that became accused and found guilty of having gone to Avodah Zarah, an Ir HaNidachat. Now the rule of an Ir HaNidachat as follows. Everybody in the town is killed by the sword, and all of their money is destroyed. All their possessions are destroyed, meaning their heirs do not get anything. However, if an individual is convicted of Avodah Zarah, he's killed through Skila, indeed a harsher punishment, but his money still goes to his heirs. So a litmus test of saying whether or not somebody is considered to be part of the Irin Dachat or not is exactly that. So now, Hudachayimahan, if this group of the travelers were found to be guilty of Avodah Zarah with the rest of the city, Hen Viskila Manan Palet, they're killed with Skila, and their money goes to their kids, which means they're judged like individuals and not like the town. Ve'im nishtahu sham shloshim yom. But if they were there for 30 days, hein b'sayaf ma'manan avid, then they're killed by the sword and the money is lost, which means 30 days makes them a member of the town. So why do you say it's 12 months? So Amarava lokasha. So Rava says there's different definitions. Hali v'nei mata, to be a member of the town, that's 12 months. Hali yituve mata, to be a resident of the town, that's 30 days. And Ir HaNidachat is about Yoshvei HaYir Ahi. Kedetanya, we have a brayta explicitly making this distinction. Amutar Hana Ami Anshei HaYir. If a guy says, I'm not going to get any Hana from the people of the city. People of the city, anybody who's been there for 12 months or more, you're not allowed to get benefit from. But if you've been there less than 12 months, you can get benefit from them. If on the other hand you said, I'm taking a netter of hanah from all those who reside in the city, then it changes. If they've been there for 30 days, then you can't get benefit from them. Pachut mikan mutar lenot menu. For less than 30 days, then you could get benefit from them. Okay, so you see that on Shehayir, which is our consideration, is 12 months. But even for on Shehayir, since when is there a 12-month automatic and all-inclusive time point, we see that there's actually a graduated response. Atanya shloshim yom l'tamchui. If you're there for 30 days, you have to participate in supporting the tamchui, the soup kitchen, which is the daily apportionment of food for the poor. Shlosha chodeshim, if you're there for 3 months, the kupa, you have to participate in the weekly kupa that goes to the poor. Shisha l'ksut, if you're there for 6 months, you have to start participating in the clothing fund. Chtisha l'kvura, 9, you have to participate, 9 months, you have to participate in kvura, in the burial fund. Shtemasa l'paseh ha'ir, 12 months, that's for building the walls around the city. So that's the answer. Our Mishnah, which talked about how long do you have to, which mentioned how long do you have to be there and be considered one of Anshei HaYir, we said 12 months. That's talking about building the walls of the city, which was actually what's mentioned in the Mishnah. From Rasim Yochanan, I call it Pasei HaYir. Everybody has to participate in Pasei HaYir. Afilu Miatne, even the orphans. Rabbanan Lo, but not the students. As we said before, the Rabbanan Lo Tzvichei Netiruta. They don't need protection. And we'll see the rule about that. Papa Lashura Luparsha Tarzina, to pay for the wall, the horseman that rides around the wall, the guard, and Tarzina is the fellow who guards the munitions of the city. Afilu miyatne, that you raise the money and tax everybody, including the orphans. Again, the students don't need to pay for those things because those are all about protection and they don't need protection. Call it the milta, what's the rule? Call milta the ilohanamine, afilumiatmi. Anything that you benefit from, you have to pay towards, even if you're an orphan. Okay, Rabba, Ramat Staka, Yatmi Deve Merion. Now, Staka is not something that everybody gets benefit from, and therefore we do not, levy that tax on the orphans, but Rabba did on this particular family of orphans. I'm going to buy about Tanam Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Ain poskin stakali to me a filu pinyon shvuyim. But Shmuel Bar Yehuda, one of the famous Nechute from Tveria, said we do not levy the tax of tztaka on orphans, even for pinyon shvuyim, even for redeeming captives. Amar le anamach shuvinu kavinu. Rabbi said I actually did it in order to raise their profile. In other words, people thought that they were from an important family. They thought that when the father died, they were no longer an important family. By taxing them and then participating, it showed that they're still people of means and players in the community. Here we have a beautiful story. Ephra Hormiz is a very righteous lady who was the mother of Yimei de Shavur Malka. Shavur Malka was the Sasanian king in the third century, who had very positive and good relations, warm relations with a number of the Amoraim. Shadra Arnaki de Dinari Lekamid Rav Yosef. So this is now a second Shavur Malka. And she sent a pouch full of silver coins to Rav Yosef. Amra lehava the mitzvah rabba, use it for a big mitzvah. Yad Rav Yosef kamayin bas, Rav Yosef looked into it. My mitzvah rabba, what's a big mitzvah? Amra lehabaye, so Abaye said as follows. Since he said we do not levy the tax of tztaka on orphans, even for pinyan shvuyim, Shma mina pinyan shvuyim mitzvah rabahi. So you see that pinyan shvuyim is itself a great mitzvah. Amari rava la rava amari menaha milta dama rabbanan pinyan shvuyim mitzvah rabahi. So Rava asks the question, so where'd that idea come from? We see that Shmuel Bar Yehuda referenced it, and that's where Abaye got the idea from, but where does the kernel of the idea come from? The pinyan shvuyim is so great. So Amarle dichtiv, it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that basically says there's no escaping the oncoming onslaught. Where should we go out to? Here's your answer, Yirmiyahu. Anybody who's going to die will die. Anybody who's going to be killed with the sword will be. Shalom lo rav, anybody who died of starvation will. By shalom shev the shev, everybody's going to be taken captive will be taken captive. Meaning, basically, everybody's going to die, and you're not escaping the Bavlim. But the point is how he lists them. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's comment on this pasuk, kol muchar bepasuk zek Hashem yichaviro. Each one of those those ends, really, is worse than the one before it. Cherev kashem imavet. It's worse to be killed by the sword than just to die. Die in bed, or whatever. Why? Ibaitema kra. You have a pasuk. Ibaitema svara. Or you could base it on just reasoning. Right? What's that? Ibaitema svara. What's the svara? Hai kamaninvil vahalom kaminvil. Somebody who just dies in his bed isn't all cut up and made disgusting. But somebody who's cut by the sword, they're decapitated, they're cut open. We have a pasuk yakar ben adonam of talachis chasidav. Depending how you read the word yakar, here they're reading it as a positive thing. It's dear in the eyes of God. It may be actually grievous in the eyes of God, but it's dear in the eyes of God. Hamavtal chasidav. So that means when his chasidim die a natural death, that's a lot nicer. All right, so that's better. Ra'av kashem echerav. Hunger is worse than the sword. Why? What's the svara? Hi, coming star, hi, low coming star. When you're killed by the sword, you're alive and then you're dead. Your hunger lasts for days, and it's a very painful process. We have a pasuk in Eicha, tovim hayuchal echerav michal ra'av. Those who die by the sword are better than those who die of hunger. This is spoken by somebody who's witnessed people dying of hunger. And that's because they die on the field, and they're freshets of blood, and they're like fully alive and with vigor, and then they die, as opposed to these guys who waste away. And Shevi Kashemi Kulam. Captivity is worse than all of them. Why? It's why it's last on the list. Tekulu Itanu Bei. They all those terrible things happen in Shevi. You're emaciated, and you're menuval, and it's all terrible, and so therefore Shevi is so bad. That's why Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming the captives, is such a great mitzvah, and that's why Rav Yosef used the money that Ephraim sent him for that mitzvah. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast in the middle of Dav Zayin Chet Amud Bet. Meantime, we should have a wonderful day.